One of the best things that any computer user can do to protect themselves, apart from having great internet security software, of course, is having a backup, especially a good backup plan to ensure that in the event of something going wrong with their computer, important and irreplaceable data is safe. One of the top solutions in this area is Acronis True Image, and I'm joined by Gaidar Magdanarov, Chief Marketing Officer at Acronis, on the line from Boston. Welcome.
Thank you, Andy.
Now, firstly, can you give us a bit of a history lesson on backup software? How is data backup different today compared to, say, 10 years ago?
So now data is everywhere. It's not only on your personal computer. It's now in mobile devices and social networks. It's scattered around multiple devices and computers that you have. So data backup is now not only a copy of what you have on your primary device. It's a copy of everything. And part of the problem that backup solves now is not only protection of data in case of data loss, but also ability to have data in one place so you can find something in your backup. So backup is evolving. It's not just backup anymore. Now you need more protection for more devices. And one other thing that is changing also is that it's not only protection against the data loss, but it's also protection against malicious attacks like ransomware. So backup evolves to protect against that. And the backup is the ultimate protection against those type of issues, like being encrypted by ransomware.
Now, Gaidar, this week Acronis has launched the 2019 TrueImage product. Is there much difference in the user experience compared to the previous version, or is it more about performance and what's happening behind the scenes that we don't see?
Yeah, with every new version, we always improve performance. So that's always one of the major drivers for our R&D team to make it faster to back up and faster to recover. But it's also about the usability. So every time we make it easier to do backup. So now it's already just a few clicks to start backup. You decide what to backup, where to backup. And because we support full image backup, you can select just, I want to have a exact replica of a full computer, and you have everything. You don't have to think about what to backup, when to backup. Everything will happen automatically. And in 2019, what we've done, we added quite a few new features, but I would call out just a few of them. One is the ransomware protection that we have built in with our backup. And we were the first backup vendor on the market to implement the technology. We're still the only one who has this technology that is based on artificial intelligence that can detect ransomware attacks, block the attack, and recover the data. So with this release, we expanded the protection with that ransomware protection technology towards the network shares and NAS devices that attach to your computer. So you can easily imagine a situation that another computer is infected, that computer infected with ransomware, and ransomware encrypts data available to that computer over the network. Now we can protect network shares. So if they're connected to your computer with our product running on it, then you can easily prevent attacks and recover the data. So that's one really, really important thing in this new release. Another thing that I personally love is we call it Acronis Survival Kit. It's basically a tool that creates your bootable external drive for you. So if you need to recover, you can just plug in that USB drive to another computer, boot from that drive, and recover from that drive. So it's both bootable media and the backup on the same package. And it's extremely useful, so you don't have to create a separate bootable media, separate backup storage, or download your backups from somewhere. You just have an external drive that can be used as a survival kit to recover from any type of issue. And also it can be used to migrate to another computer. And I know that a lot of people use our software not only to backup, but also to migrate from a smaller drive to a larger drive, from older computer to a new computer. So people do that all the time.
And I've got to say, I have done that before, and it is very good for migrating between machines.
Yeah. And you know, I used to reinstall everything on my computers. Now I have my third computer in a row in the last 5 years, and I just clone the drive, and that's all I do because I don't want to reinstall it. And it's great that Microsoft upgrades now actually works well, so you don't have to reinstall everything to clean up your Windows installation. But one thing I wanted to call out as well is the feature that a lot of people were asking us to implement. We have now a new tool for backup cleanups, so you can decide if you want to keep all the history of your files and backups, because some people keep the history of backups for years and some people need only a few months. So if you want to free up space on your external drive or NAS device, you can just clean up all the versions. You don't have to keep all the versions, and we'll automatically merge the backups for you, discard the old data, and you don't have to do anything with that.
Now, going back to ransomware protection, does the ransomware protection built into Acronis TrueImage work independently of any internet security software?
Yes. So the way our technology works is it's tightly integrated with backup, because we have a kernel-level driver that monitors the changes on your drive, and we create the incremental backups from your computer. So we work with data. We understand what's going on with your data. So the technology itself is built in a way that it detects suspicious behavior. And the way we do it is really interesting. So we employ artificial intelligence, and it's used to identify if there's a suspicious behavior. So that way we can identify suspicious behavior from any type of application. So whatever application is infected, even if it's an unknown virus to anybody, this is a new type of ransomware. Nobody ever seen it before. If it starts to encrypt the data, we'll be able to block it and recover the files. And that was the goal for us, to build this system in a way that we can protect data independently of any other security software that you may have, independently of any type of internet connection. So you don't have to update any databases. It works based on simple premises. If you have your data and somebody's modifying it in a way you don't expect it to be modified, we can block it and recover the data.
Okay, so you're not specifically trying to replace internet security software. It's more a case of data protection just kind of going hand in hand with data backup?
Yeah, and we always recommend to anybody to have antivirus or internet security software, because what we do, we protect your data, we protect your system, but those tools, they also protect your privacy. They also protect you from phishing attacks. They also protect you from being a distributor for viruses. So we can block any suspicious process. We can block ransomware. We can recover your data, but all of the other things related to security, we're not doing that, because our goal is to make sure that you have everything running in your machine. But the good internet security software will help you to avoid some issues with, for example, losing your credit card data.
Okay, and you mentioned earlier that you've got some artificial intelligence in play with this ransomware protection. Can you tell us a bit more about how that works?
So the way it works is we have an engine based on artificial intelligence. It's a huge machine learning model that collects all types of events that are connected to file system interactions on a system, and we have it for both Mac and Windows. Then that system basically learns from those events what is a reasonable behavior for a process and what's unreasonable. So let's say your Word processor, Microsoft Word, is being infected with a virus. So it's still the same Word, but it does something different. It works in a different way. It interacts with your data in a different way. Then our model that was based on artificial intelligence and that was processed, I mean, the model was built on multiple events, that model will allow us to identify that this is abnormal behavior for the application. So we don't really care about the application itself. Even if it's a trusted application, but it's infected with something, we'll be able to detect that suspicious behavior. So the easiest way to explain it is if you have files in your computers and something happening with your files that is not a normal behavior. So somebody's corrupting your files, encrypting your files, modifying them in a way that is not expected by a user, then we'll detect that. We will block that process and we will show a simple notification to user that the particular application doing something we believe is not what user wants to do with their data. And then what will happen is that user can make a decision either to allow the process to continue doing whatever the process was doing or block it completely and recover data automatically. And the way the recovery works for a user, it just happens instantly in the same place. So you don't have to go to any backup. You don't have to download some files from somewhere. We will get your data back because we have a local cache for the data for the recent modifications that we will use to recover the data. And in a very unlikely scenario, if that may not work, it never happened before and hopefully will never happen, but it may, in case it will not work, we'll be able to recover data from backup automatically and have the most recent copy of your data. So that's our advantage versus other security solutions that can block the attack, but they cannot recover the data because they don't have backup, they don't have this cache that we do, but we do it. So we have the data, so we can recover it. So for you, it will be a very smooth process to block the suspicious or malicious process.
So those features are very important, naturally. But how does the Acronis product stack up against its competitors in terms of cost?
So if you just look on the market, there are different solutions and a quite similar price range. So most of the backups, they go at around $50 to $100. It may be a perpetual license or a subscription, annual subscription with some amount of cloud storage. So I think the price range for most of the solutions is relatively the same. The difference is in the feature set. So what we do full image backup. We can do full file folder, of course, but we will do full image backup. We can do backup to multiple destinations. It could be local drive, external drive, network share, NAS device. It could be cloud. We do backup mobile devices as well as computers. So you can install a mobile app and backup data to the cloud or to local computer with a Wi-Fi or to a NAS device. So in a sense, you can have your own private cloud built on a NAS device, and we support Synology and QNAP NAS devices. So we have those capabilities. And then, of course, we have ransomware protection, and we are the only vendor among backup vendors for home users where we have this protection against ransomware integrated with backup. So price probably will be the same, but the level of protection is significantly higher.
Guider, thank you very much. It's Acronis True Image 2019 edition out this week. And once again, thanks for joining me today on Tech Daily.
Thank you very much, Andy.